Truman Bailey with it. 25-24, Opie's lead. 40 seconds in here in the second half. Jumper by Garrett Cole, no good. Short, rebound to Austin Bailey. Landon Grimmett looking to push. Trying to catch the Eagle defense in transition. Leaves a floater in the lane, no good.
Ooh.
And Luke Davies comes down hard. They're going to call an official timeout to make sure Luke is okay. Looked like he came down on by an OP Eagle.
Yeah, he's a tough kid, though.
Former coach of the Lebo Wolves, now the Hayden Wildcats, Dwayne Paul over there in the far corner.
Beat me by 2 seconds of that one.
Dwayne, the last coach to win a championship for Lebo in 2021. Blake Redeker going along the perimeter, going to be knocked out of bounds by Grayson Shoemaker.
Opie Faithful wanted a foul on the reach-in, but that was all ball.
Eagles on the attack, going left to right. Blake Redeker throws one up. It's bricked off. No good. Offensive board to Blake Skowski, and his put back good. Lead back to three, 27-24. This looks like all the other four matchups in this championship ball game between Opie and Lebo. Just a knockout, dragout fight. Three in the corner to tie. It's no good by Reisner. Offensive board collected by Bailey. Now to Davies. Davies, right elbow jumper, is bricked off the left side. No good. Rebound to Truman Bailey.
That's just going to be the seventh rebound for Opie thus far in this ball game. As again, they haven't been crashing the boards very hard.
Garrett Cole leaves it a little long up top. Offensive board collected by Bailey. Now to Skowski. Skowski back to Cole in the elbow. Now right wing to Redeker. Good ball screen from Cole. Skip it left side in the corner to Darren Hines. He'll drive baseline, throw up a floater there. And Hines has his first point of the night. And legal Eagle lead back out to five. Grimmett pressure in the backcourt by Darren Hines. Going behind his back. Now finding Dominic Reisner. Reisner driving with his left. Now to Luke Davies. Davies along the perimeter, right side, Landon Grimmett. 2.5 gone by here in the third quarter. Opie leading things by 5, 29-24. Grimmett gets it poked away and out of bounds.
Good job by Skowski there, just being very patient, not trying to risk a foul as Oswald checks back in for Lebo.
Oswald, three first-half fouls. He'll sub out Dominic Reisner. Inbounding on the far sideline. Landon Grimmett will go in the backcourt to Luke Davies. Davies down the front. Handed off to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker defended by Darren Hines. Man-to-man defense by the Opie Eagles. Shoemaker in the corner to Grimmett. Grimmett will skip it far side, or near side, excuse me, to Luke Davies. Now up top, Bailey. Now right side, Grayson Shoemaker looking to attack, driving with his right. Coming to a jump stop, kicking it up top to Grimmett. Now at the foul line. Puts it on the floor and is stolen away by Darren Hines. Eagles looking to push. Grimmett trying to steal it back. But Hines maintains possession. Left side to Bailey. His pass knocked out of bounds into the front row of the Wolf Pack on the far side.
Yeah, Landon right there. I think that was kind of a desperation attempt to get the ball back. Almost could have been whistled a foul. But, again, they just need to settle in here. You're only trailing by five. You don't have to get overly aggressive as of yet.
Skowski, left corner jumper, falls through. Skowski with nine.
Beautiful shot.
Lead back out to seven. Opie led by as many as eight earlier in the first half. We're going to have a hand check or a push in the far corner. Wyatt Cole all over it. It's going to go against Blake Redeker. That'll be his second, team's first here in the second half. So Landon Grimmett will inbound in the far corner. Go opposite block to Zach Oswald. Nearly goes out of bounds, but saves possession by going up top to Luke Davies.
Good save by the big man.
Davies up top to Shoemaker. Shoemaker on his approach, crossing over Darren Hines at the elbow. Now to the block, throws up a floater, and Shoemaker has the Wolves' first points of the second half, stopping the 6-0 run by Opie.
Can't argue with the finish on that, but didn't necessarily care for the shot selection as he was being double-teamed. That could have easily led to a rebound and offensive opportunity for Opie.
Skowski at the elbow, up top, Bailey. Bailey, now the right block, throws up a running jumper. That's no good. Rebound collected by Zach Oswald, and he'll be tagged underneath. Coach Schmidt's probably not going to like that one.
No.
But it's going to go against Truman Bailey. That'll be Bailey's first, team second.
Davies gets it into the backcourt now to Landon Grimmon into the outstretched hands.
Shoemaker underneath Austin Bailey, and it's going to be an offensive foul to Austin Bailey. Yet another foul against Austin underneath. I think all three of his fouls have been low on offense.
Well, okay. At some point, you see that call go the opposite way, but Bailey, I mean, what's he to do in that situation? The first one I agreed with. Second two, not so much.
Blake Redeker looking to add to his five-point lead. 3.5 remaining here in the third quarter. Garrett Cole on the approach, left elbow. Picks up his dribble. Finds a cutting. Blake Redeker gets it deflected out of his hands and into the hands of Landon Grimmett. Up the court we go to Austin Bailey. He's unable to collect the pass, and Bailey's going to let it go. That's Truman Bailey that will let that go, and it'll be a turnover back to Opie.
But Bailey, Truman Bailey, mind you, got a handle on it, but good wherewithal by Bailey not to touch it.
Blake Redeker with it. And on the front court, 31-26, Opie's advantage. Bounce pass to the post that Blake Scouse can be double-teamed. Truman Bailey left alone up top. He leaves the three. A little off to the left. Bailey hit four consecutive in the victory against Madison last night. The A2 is 23 points. Shoemaker driving along the perimeter. Throws up a pass to Oswald on the block. He'll be falling to the floor, and Blake Skowski most likely going to pick up the block.
Yep.
So he'll be tagged with the foul, his first, team third.
You got to think Oswald, when he heard that whistle, was waiting with bated breath. As 9 times out of 10 tonight, that's gone against Lebo.
Oswald on the line for two. Short on the first one. Drew Conrady back in for Lebo. Dexter Holting in there for Open. It's 2:50 remaining, 31-26 the score. Second one from Oswald, nothing but net. 4-point lead for Opie. 2:45 and counting here in the third quarter. Redeker at the elbow. Now right side, Dexton Holting, now foul line. Back to the right side to Blake Redeker. Redeker looking to drive, nothing there. And the left side against the man-to-man defense by Lebo. Blake Skowski left baseline. Defended by Oswald. He's at the left elbow. Picks up his dribble. Kicks it out to Dexton Holting. Landon Grimmett going for the steal. He's got it in the front court. Breakaway layup is good for Landon. 9 points for Grimmett. And the lead's back to one possession for Opie.
7 turnover now for the Eagles.
Hines dribbles it off his leg, but the official didn't see it. Austin Bailey thought he was going to get one there on another turnover for Opie, but Eagles maintained possession. Right in front of that Wolfpack.
Yeah.
A nice crowd here for both sides. Redeker elbow, running jumper, collects everybody, and Blake's going to get a third foul. As Landon Grimmett was standing in there on the block.
I couldn't help but notice the little fist pump there from Coach Becker saying, finally, we get one to go our way on that.
Ethan Redeker will sub out Blake Redeker. Lebo will look for the tie, if not the lead, this possession. Backcourt pressure applied on the inbound. He knocked out of bounds by Darren Hines. Drew Conrady was looking for Landon Grimmett.
Now only two receivers in the area for Lebo. Bailey near half court. Don't try and feed it to Bailey in that long pass. Well, there it is. Never mind.
Pass up the court to Austin Bailey. Bailey driving with his left. Spin move on the block. Amongst the trees, he'll kick it back out.
Smart.
Up top to Grayson Shoemaker.
Very smart there by Bailey not to try and go up with it.
Shoemaker on the right wing now. Lob to Oswald, stolen away by Blake Skowski. Lob the other way to Darren Hines, stolen back by Landon Grimmett.
14th turnover for Lebo, followed by the 9th turnover for Olpe.
Grimmett will step into a three for the lead. Rimming out, no good, but an offensive board to Drew Conrady. His putback, no good. Rebound to Zach Oswald, and he's going to come over the back.
Wow.
And that will be his fourth, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Tough break there for Lebo. Oswald will have to sit the rest of the fourth. 123, or excuse me, the rest of the third. 123 remaining in the third. Opie on top, 31-29. Coach Schmidt mentioned at that halftime interview, just kind of leaving some turnovers that he would like to kind of get calmed down, but that's kind of continuing here in the third quarter. Give credit to Lebo Wolves and their defensive pressure.
Absolutely.
Ethan Redeker elbow.
Ooh.
To the right corner, Dexton Holting, three in the air. Good.
They needed that in a big way.
Cody Thurston, land agent for Midwest Land Group 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Grimmett into the half court, trailing things by five. Lebo on the attack, 43 seconds and counting to go in the third. Shoemaker to the right block, and he'll be tagged with an offensive foul. Blake Skowski sliding things over, so a game of charges.
Wow. That is turnover number 15 on the night for the Wolves.
I don't know if Ted might have that record or a note in his vast history of this tournament.
How many charges in a game?
The most charges in a championship game. This one might be well on its way. Opie with the inbound. Darren Hines to Ethan Redeker. Look for Opie to probably hold for one final shot to close out the third. 30 seconds remaining as Ethan Redeker crosses the timeline. Looking to drive against Grayson Shoemaker. We'll find Truman Bailey at the foul line now at the top of the key. We'll go back to Ethan Redeker, bounce pass. 15 seconds now for Opie. Looking to add to their five-point lead and a lackadaisical pass stolen away from Landon Grimmett. Landon Grimmett, breakaway layup on the opposite side. It's missed. His putback is good. Grimmett in double figures with 11. Lead trim to three. One final chance for Opie. Step back jumper in the corner by Ethan Redeker. Nearly good, but just long. So, 24 minutes gone by. Still not decided here tonight. Opie clinging to a 34-31 lead. Can they hold on to capture their 11th championship? Or can Lebo play spoiler, stopping a 39-game winning streak where they can capture their 7th Lyon County League championship? Find out next. Fourth quarter coverage. The 102nd annual Lyon County League tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Score big on taste with Planet Sub. Choose a made-to-order sandwich with ingredients that are always fresh. Try a classic with turkey and bacon, or an original like the superhero sub on made-from-scratch bread. Need something lighter? Try a tortilla or romaine wrap. Sandwiches, wraps, or soup. Planet Sub serves them up fresh and big on taste. Planet Sub, 2715 Candlewood Drive, across from Walmart. PlanetSub.com.
We welcome you back. William Lindsay White's Auditorium. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. 34-31 our score. Remind you guys, our coverage on KBW TV brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. In Madison, call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Also, if you're on the Twitter sphere, give KVOE FM a follow. And
please,
you can continue to follow our area coverage of these area games for not only basketball, but also in football. That's KVOE FM, the Twitter handle. Opie with possession to begin this fourth quarter. Looking to add to their three-point lead. Garrett Cole, left wing to Truman Bailey. Three on the way. Good.
Got to get somebody on that perimeter, shut down those three-point looks.
Bailey with a Cody Thurston land agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Lead back to six. Grimmett left side, up top Shoemaker. Right side to Drew Conradi, looking to answer. Conradi on the elbow, now back to Landon. Landon looking to drive. He's got 11. Kicked out to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker drive, shot knocked out of bounds. Be last touched by Opie. Garrett Cole was looking, you know, playing towards the officials.
Yeah.
A charging calls left and right. Cole falling to the floor, but no call either way.
Hey, take the chance when you have it.
Landon Grimmett, the inbound, goes up top to Shoemaker, and it's stolen away by Darren Hines. Break away to Blake Skowski. Skowski. Right block, off the window, good. Opie out to an eight-point advantage. That ties their largest of the night. Grimmett with it. Puts it on the floor, but looks like Garrett Cole is going to get called for a reach-in.
Yeah, that's the right call there, as he did get ball at the start, and then he started fighting for it. And when you hand fight, the aggressor is always going to get tagged for the foul.
Cole's first, team's fifth. Conrady driving left baseline on the inbound. Throws up a jumper that's off the mark, no good. Darren Hines with the offensive board. 39-31, 6.5 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Blake Redeker at the point against the man-to-man defense applied by Grayson Shoemaker. Redeker on the right wing now. Bounce pass in the post to Cole. He'll turn and face. Right-handed hook shot falls away. Rebound to Davies. Leva on the attack on the opposite side. Grimmett gets it. Right wing three in the air. It's going to be short. Rebound going to be won by Conrady underneath. He'll kick it back up top. Davies. Thought about a three. We'll drive to the elbow. Down the corner to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker. Good ball screen from Conrady. Picks and rolls. Nothing there. Now back to Davies. Davies foul line to the right block. Throws it up off the side of the backboard. No good. But Truman Bailey. Too much pressure there. So stepping to the line for two foul shots, Luke Davies. He split a pair, his only trip there. That's his only point of the night. Give him one more. Stops the 5-0 run by Opie, trims the deficit to 7. Dexton Holting back in there for Garrett Cole. Davies at the line for one more. The senior bends his knees and fires. Well short. No good. Davies with one of the better hairdos and facial hairs of the Lyon County League. Been a key contributor the last 4 years in his Lebo career. Blake Redeker driving baseline now, looking to add to their 7-point lead. Blake Skowski now with it. Left side, Truman Bailey. Bailey over to Blake Redeker. Redeker, left side. Dexton Holting, three in the corner. Good for yet another Cody Thurston Land Agent three. That's Dexton's second three of the second half. And the lead is now double figures. 42-32, 5:23 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Well, it's like I said in the girls' game, this is not desperation time. You got plenty of time to work with. So, right there, a lob in the lane.
Leads stolen away by Opie. Breakaway layup now up the court. We go to Darren Hines, and it's short. But Opie asking for a foul. It looks like Hines was collected from behind, and Grayson Shoemaker on the opposite end completes the play. 42-34, 3 minutes in this fourth quarter. Blake Redeker at the point. Into the half court, past the power E. We've got a ball screen from Darren Hines in the left corner to Dexton Holting. They drive to the elbow. Go up top to Truman Bailey. Bailey, right elbow, now to the right block. Leaves it short off the glass. Rebound to Landon Grimmett. Up the court we go to Luke Davies. Davies. We'll wait for the cavalry to catch back up. Landon Grimmett left wing driving. He'll bowl over Truman Bailey, and that'll be a charge against Landon. Foul second against Landon Grimmett.
Nope. Don't say to that. Nope.
8-point advantage for Opie. 42-34. 4:34 remaining in this contest. Include our 20-game coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament. Blake Redeker with it against Grayson Shoemaker. Redeker leaves it loose, and Shoemaker with the steal, and Dennis Becker getting the timeout just before, I think, Grayson Shoemaker got up. That's what the Opie faithful were saying, that it was a travel because he got up without a dribble. But 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you and remind you that our timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Your afternoon snack. Stop for fresh hot fries for a dollar between 2 and 5 p.m. McDonald's, 6th Avenue. 8-point advantage for Opie, but Lebo with the ball after the steal by Grayson Shoemaker. Dang it, it's been it's lived up to the billing thus far.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been a back-and-forth affair on both sides, you know, girls and boys here tonight. Again, no real love loss between Lebo and Opie on the court, but a lot of mutual respect between these two communities and these two teams, and they're so evenly matched. Records really, you can't just look at those alone.
Grimmett the inbound at midcourt. Going to the backcourt to Grayson Shoemaker.
That was good. Having multiple guys kind of in that backcourt made it difficult for Opie to know who to cover, so good job. They're kind of figuring out that press.
Grimmett on the left wing, lob into the post to Oswald. Oswald, pump fake. Off the window, good. Blake Skowski trying to get one. But Oswald with his 11th point of the ball game.
Blake, you might have to try a little harder than
that. Of course, college game, you know, they're kind of starting to call those flops.
That's
not saying
true.
That Skowski flopped there, but
no.
You have to be careful when you're doing that in the college game.
Yeah.
Dexon Holting, right elbow, picks up a dribble. Ball's loose, but into the hands of Blake Skowski. He'll fire up a foul line jumper. That's good.
That's a beautiful shot. Nothing to critique on that. Perfect
Skowski
timing.
With 13 to lead the Eagles. Shoemaker, foul line. Looking for the answer. Falls short, and Skowski's going to pick up the block. 17 foul for Opie. Second against Blake, I believe.
Correct.
But two foul shots upcoming for Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker with 8 in the contest. Nothing but net on the first one. 44-37 now. Opie's advantage is 7. 3:34 remaining.
Lebo shooting 6 of 9 now from the foul line.
Second one from Shoemaker, also good.
Make it 7 of 10.
Opie on top by 6. 3.5 to go. Blake Redeker defended by Grayson Shoemaker. Redeker at the elbow. Picks up his dribble. Goes up top to Truman Bailey. Lob to the post. To Blake Skowski's going to be out of bounds. Going to be deflected out of bounds by Lebo.
Wow.
Didn't have a good angle on
that. I didn't either.
I would have definitely went after that if I was Blake Skowski. Did not want to leave that to the officials to make that call. But Blake Redeker to inbound in the corner. Goes to Truman Bailey. Now bounce pass to the wing to Dexon Holting. They'll look to the post. Nothing there. Dribbles it back to the corner. Now we'll go to the post to Skowski. He'll turn and face. Left corner to Darren Hines, nearly over his outstretched arms. He'll put it on the floor.
Ooh, Davies.
Now to Skowski on the block. Spin move, kick back out. Darren Hines, left wing, now drive baseline. Now left side to Blake Redeker. Under 3 here to go. Blake Skowski skips right corner. Truman
wide
Bailey
open.
Fires up a 3. It's short, rebound to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker, pressure in the backcourt. And Shoemaker will cross the timeline, looking to get a shot against a six-point advantage for Opie. 3 right wing by Landon Grimmett is short. Rebound to Darren Hines. 2.5 to go.
Whoa.
We're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Schmidt. Before or after the timeout was called, Grayson Shoemaker collects Darren Hines, but it'll be a full timeout. We'll catch a breath ourselves. 30-second break. 44-38 Opie's lead is 6. Under 2 here to play. Who is going to come out on top and capture the Lyon County League Championship? Find out next on Country 101.7 FM.
Advantage Metals Recycling, 302 Graham Street in Emporia, buys all grades of high-quality scrap iron and steel, along with structural steel, aluminum, copper, brass, and stainless steel scrap. They also buy your old metal appliances, old vehicles, farm equipment, and metal siding. Advantage Metals Recycling offers competitive pricing for your scrap metal, and you receive payment on the spot. So when you have metal to recycle, choose Advantage Metals Recycling, 302 Graham Street in Emporia.
We welcome you back to White Auditorium. Michael Dinker alongside Tegan Troon. Timeout's brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or 10-piece McNugget. You get a second one for only $1. 44-38 our score.
This is going to be an interesting one with 2.5 left to go. Lebo starting to kind of catch some fire here, but looking at the turnover battle, 18 for the Wolves, only 11 for Opie. However, to Lebo's credit, the majority of those turnovers, 8 to be exact, or 7 to be exact, here in the second half for Opie.
Holting goes into Blake Redeker. Eagles on the attack, 2:25 remaining. They 44-38 lead. Eagles have led the entirety of this contest. Bailey, bounce pass up top. Dexon Holting, 3 at the top of the key. Swish. Dexon Holting's 3rd, Cody Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
5 of 10 from beyond the arc now are the Eagles.
Drew Conrad, a running jumper, is long. Rebound into the hands of Blake Skowski. 1:55 remaining.
Skowski didn't even have to jump for it. He just reached his hands up and pulled it out of the air.
Lake Redeker, right side, Dexton Holting. Into the post to Blake Skowski. Foul line jumper falls through. Skowski with his 10th point of the second half. He's got 15 for the game. Leads back to 11. Tied for the largest lead of the night. Or the largest lead of the night. Shoemaker looking to end the run. Three up top, no good. Rebound to Blake Redeker. 80 seconds remaining. And Opie on top, 49-38. Redeker, left corner. Dexton Holting thought about the dagger, but he'll decide against it. Now to the foul line to Blake Skowski underneath. Truman Bailey kicked into the corner. Darren Hines, three. Short. Rebound collected by Drew Conrady. 60 seconds to go. Lebo on the attack. Going to need some shots to fall their way if they're going to make a miraculous comeback. Grayson Shoemaker up top. Left wing. Spin move on the elbow. Running jumper. Falls away. No good. Offensive board collected by Zach Oswald. Off the glass and good. Zach been working hard all game.
Yeah.
And he's got his 13th point of the ball game, and he'll look to the line for one more. It's going to go against Blake Skowski, his third, team's eighth. The end one from Zach Oswald, good.
Well, cuts the lead now down. Well, they gave the point to Opie. It cuts the lead to 10, 39-59, or 49, sorry.
Dexton Holting over to Truman Bailey, now to Darren Hines. We're going to have a foul over there. 33.9 seconds left, 8-point advantage for Opie. It's only the fifth team foul for Lebo.
Yeah, my correction on that. Off the three-point make, 49-41, Lebo trailing.
Blake Redeker to inbound. Goes in the backcourt. Dexton Holting will be fouled right there by Luke Davies. Sixth team foul, so one more to give before Opie's in the bonus. That's three fouls for Luke Davies.
Well, look here for Opie. They're going to try and inbound it as far away from the defenders as possible. If you're Lebo, you need to be focusing and ready to go off. Oh, actually, they're going to say that's seven.
I stand corrected. I thought they were a little late on that previous foul. But, yeah, 17 foul now. So, Dexton Holting at the line for the 1-1. Good. 10 points off the bench for Dexton Holting. Leads 9. Dexton was out with mono in the first contest.
Ooh.
Did not play.
Been there, done
making
that.
Making a difference with a yet another made foul shot. Have a full timeout taken by Coach Schmidt. We'll stay right here. 51-41, Eagles on top by 10. Looking to go back-to-back Lincoln League champions. The first time since 2009 and 2010 and 2002 and 2003. The only other times the Opie Eagles have done so. It'll be the first time that the Lincoln League championship has had back-to-back winners since Burlingame did it in 18 and 19. Is that what you're looking for, Tegan?
I was going to say it, but it's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The photogenic memory got me.
Photogenic?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw that one time. It's.
You mean photographic?
Is it not photogenic?
No, photogenic means you look good in photos.
Oh.
Photographic means that you have snapshots in your head.
Well, thank you for correcting me.
You're welcome. I'll never let you look foolish out here, buddy. I promise.
You're the first person that's ever told me that. I've always said photogenic. And
really?
No one's ever corrected me. So my whole entire life is a lie. 10-point advantage for Opie.
Thank God you got a friend like me, right?
Lebo with the possession. 32 seconds remaining.
Oh, boy. Been fun.
A 10-point ball game the first time these two teams matched up. Yep. 56-46, so pretty close to the first game.
And Lebo faithful. Telling Conrad to get going.
Shoemaker up top to Landon. Landon contested three.
Whoa!
Swish in the face. Against the pressure, and Dennis Becker's going to take a full timeout with a 7-point deficit, 19 seconds on the clock now. So still anyone's ball game, not quite over here. Remind you that our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly. Open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Obviously, there's going to be some backcourt pressure on the inbound. Opie has done fairly well shooting at the line.
Yeah.
Here in the second half, they were 60% in the first half, I believe.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
They were 60% in the first half?
Yes.
6 out of 10. But going to have to hit some clutch free throws here in the closing moments.
Well, and you have to also, if you're Lebo, be very smart about who commits the foul, because you've already got some guys in trouble with some early charge calls. And when it comes down low, you have to be very careful how you try to penetrate.
Now, Jackson Biggs over there on the far sideline, on midcourt. Jackson, maybe, I don't know who he's pulling for, but Jackson, the Flint Hills League champion with the Linden Tigers. Nice performance to give the Tigers the championship. Jackson did not lose a single game at Watt Auditorium in his four-year career for the Tigers. Inbound to Dexon Holting will be fouled by Grayson Shoemaker.
And if they gave out an MVP award, I think, for the tournament, you'd have to probably look at Biggs as the favorite in those ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, a big matchup looming for Opie next Friday with Linden. Fouls against Grayson Shoemaker, his second, team's eighth, so 1-1 upcoming for Dexon Holting. He was perfect last time down. Step to the line for the front end. Good.
That could potentially ice it.
8-point advantage now. Make it 9. Dex 4-4-4 at the foul line. 9-point lead now. 53-44. And a pass stolen away by Dexon Holting. 10 seconds remaining, and Dennis Becker calling off the Dogs. Opie will win their 11th championship, but just wait just a second.
Davies.
Luke Davies will pick up his fourth foul.
That's something to say about
and
it, I guess.
And Dexon Holting will step back to the line with a 1-1. Looks like Landon Grimmett might have to go to the bench.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Going to have a full shift change upcoming. Obviously, the foul shot by Dexon Holting will be a 1-1, so not quite a full shift change.
Grimmett, actually, I'm looking at that hand. There's some solid bruising on that ring and middle finger.
Dennis Becker will go to his bench. So you got Scott Smith, Drew Conrady, Dominic Reisner in there. And then Connor Kieser, Anden Tiemeyer, Andrew Foraker, and Braden Fowler in for the Eagles. Senior Nolan Rhodes at the scorer's table, hoping his teammate can get him a made bucket to get into the ball game.
Round of applause to both teams. This was a heck of a battle between these two.
Of course, they will match up February 10th, I believe. February 10th. Foul shot, good. Actually, it's the following Monday, isn't it?
Nope.
It's the 10th?
It is the 10th.
Foul shot, good by Dexon Holting. Second one falls away. Rebound to Drew Conrady. Grayson Shoemaker at the buzzer. Oh. Rimming out, no good. Our final score, 54-44. Chris Schmidt and company pick up their 40th straight victory and capture their record-breaking 11th Lyon County League Championship with a 10-point victory against the Lebo Wolves. We'll step aside, tally our stats, try and get some post-game interviews with our players of the game and or player of the game and victorious head coach Chris Schmidt. But you're listening, you have been listening to baseline coverage of the 102nd annual Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM, KVUE TV, and KVUE.com.
This is pharmacist.